started. Yay. Welcome.
I was talking about armpit porn.
Armpit fetishes with the Martians.
I was really hoping we wouldn't talk about that on air, but we are.
No, we definitely did.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is episode 4 of the We Are Martians podcast. With me as always. You done?
No. Fair. You okay, done? Yeah, no, I'm done.
We Are Martians podcast, episode 4. With me as always, God damn it, Nick.
I'm going to do the Joe. I'm going to put my leg through here, though.
Okay, whatever.
It's more comfortable. Fuck you.
I got to burp the baby.
Starting off fantastic.
For those of you listening at home, Jay, newest member Jay, is burping a child-sized Kylo Ren doll.
Oh, we're going with this joke? Okay.
It's not a joke. I'm just stating a fact.
I mean, no one can see what I'm doing, but I can be doing this with it.
Okay. I won't even say what he's doing with it.
No. Okay,
I
mean, now he's doing that. No,
yeah.
Some people burp after this, right?
Okay, moving on. All right, so yeah, we have Nick here, again, as always.
What's up, guys?
And we have newcomer, Martian J.
Yeah, please, I'm locked up. Can someone call 911?
Oh, yes. We still have people chained in the basement.
Joe's malnourished in the corner.
Yeah. Chris is just still dead.
He's got white stuff on him. Not the dead one.
So, all chained in the basement jokes aside, or are they jokes? They're not. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today. A couple news stories, and at the end, about 4 trailers dropped that we will be discussing, dissecting for everyone, by which we only talk about 3 of them. None of us are really big Harry Potter people. We don't care.
Sorry, Lenny's pretty hot.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
That's why we didn't talk about that trailer, was the distinctive lack of Hermione.
Exactly.
But moving on, we're going to start off with Batman v Superman again, kind of. Because fuck that movie.
That movie was the best.
No, fuck you, Jay.
Fuck you, Jay. So it was confirmed this week. Ben Affleck will be directing a solo Batman movie. Starring himself. And this part's still rumored, but written by himself and Geoff Johns.
I heard he's a good writer, though.
Geoff Johns, yeah.
Well, both of them. Ben Affleck can write.
Yeah, he could. I mean, he did Argo, which was, like, you know, Academy Award winning.
Okay.
He wrote, directed, starred in that.
Okay.
Which is pretty fantastic. And then Geoff Johns, I haven't read a lot of his work, but the fact is, like, when I jumped into the new 52 stuff for DC... I read his run of Aquaman, like, the first couple volumes, and he made Aquaman, like, my favorite book of, like, the original New 52 run. So
that's hard to do.
That really is. Yeah. He, because
Chris is was the only one who, like, Aquaman.
That's why he's dead. That's why he's dead.
I stabbed him, guys.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I love everything you guys love.
I mean, but, yeah, damn right you do.
It was a good choice.
But... I mean, Batman being literally one of the only good points of an otherwise terrible movie. Yeah.
Well, here's my question. He has to base it off of BVS, though, right? It has to be the Snyder Batman, then?
It does have to be the Snyder Batman.
I mean, I don't know how to feel about that.
I mean, they could always, like, come up with some BS reason why he doesn't...
Hopefully someone's not, like... Martha, and he's like, your mom's name is Martha, too?
Just a heads up, we are openly spoiling Batman v Superman at this point, so consider it a spoiler. No, it doesn't matter. We're just openly spoiling it at this point.
No, we're saving you, like, $8.
At this point, yeah, we are just saving you money.
Go watch, search up SourceFed Batman versus Superman versus the People's Court. I'll show that to you guys later, but that was fantastic.
I will absolutely watch that.
It was fantastic.
But yeah, Ben Affleck directing it, starring in it, writing in it. I just imagine he's going to write it while in the Batman suit the whole time.
I would. I'd do it in the Flash. I'll write a Flash movie right now in the Flash suit.
Absolutely. Oh yeah, for those of you listening at home, he is wearing a lovely Flash hoodie. Logo, like, straps on it across the front.
We're sponsored by the CW. Flash airs every Tuesday at 8-9 Central.
Don't claim that because
I mean we're not
you're not sponsored.
We're not.
Please don't sue.
They're gonna be like, these motherfuckers.
We're not sponsored by people who lock people up in their basement.
We're not sponsored by anybody. Nobody wants to give us money because we suck.
We're not sponsored by someone who would do that to a Kylo Ren doll.
What? They can't see what I was doing.
They know.
Kylo Ren.
They still can't see.
Listen, whoever the toy creators were made the hand perfectly.
Okay, and
all right,
next.
Fine.
Whatever.
They molded right. it perfect.
Point being, Batman versus Batman, written by Ben Affleck. I think I'd give it a chance.
I definitely will. Well, let's move on to a different superhero movie, because there's a lot of freaking superhero news this week. So, next topic. Spider-Man. He's going to be in Civil War, but he's also getting his own movie in 2017. Marvel and Sony announced Spider-Man Homecoming. Coming out late 2017, starring Tom Holland. Takes place in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And that's really just about everything we know. There's a rumor regarding the villain, but we'll get to that in a moment. Nick, you're a big Spider-Man fan. Like, what are you hoping to get from this movie?
A good Spider-Man movie.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Because I know between Toby and Andrew, the big, for the huge Spider-Man fans, I know the origins, they got to do the origin story, right?
Yeah.
And I know that the web out of his hand has never been a thing, right? He's always built the web.
Well, in some of them, but...
Oh, really? There's differences?
In Amazing Spider-Man, the Andrew Garfield ones, I believe it was, like, mechanical.
Right.
I'm talking the comics.
Yeah, I'm talking the comics.
All right.
If we're going comic canon.
I think...
Do you even give a crap?
Like, no, well, I would rather have it as a mechanical thing, because that would be cooler, because that's how it was, like, originally, so... Right. Because, like, that, he can already fucking climb. Why would... Where are the webs coming from?
Like, drew a little spider butt.
Apparently.
Plus,
I mean,
plus, didn't it also create more attention? Because there would be points, like, you know, he'd have to actually reload the shooters.
Yeah.
Like, and that would, like, you know, whether he ran out of fluid or whether he had to reload.
Because logic matters in a superhero movie at this point.
Yeah, but it's cool, because that's what he had to do sometimes. Like, sometimes he would run out and be like, well, I have no web.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. You're right, yeah.
But, I don't know. I would rather have him have the little cartridges on his arms.
Okay.
Now that we know anything. I mean, I imagine we'll probably see that in Civil War when it comes out in a couple weeks.
So hold on, let me stop you there. It's going to be related to Civil War, too? It is part of that
The Spider-Man that's in Civil War is the Spider-Man in for Spider-Man
So
Homecoming.
Sony and Marvel are playing together right now?
Sony gave Marvel the
They're, like, leasing.
Oh, they got him back?
Yeah, like, kind of.
They're leasing the rights because Amazing Spider-Man 2 bombed really hard. And, I mean, if you, like, did you read the Sony, like, emails that came out about the stuff they were planning?
I did not.
All right, well, there was some promising stuff, like they were going to do, like, a Venom movie, and I'm like, yeah. And then there was a Sinister Six movie, so I'm like, not as hot on. And then, and this is, I swear to God, this is true, a young Aunt May movie where she was, like, a secret agent.
Is that even...
This is not a joke. This was a real thing.
But, I mean, is that even... Has anyone ever done that?
Like canon?
Yeah, well, canon, but not, or just, does it exist? Someone, has it existed before?
It probably does, but I've never read it, because why would I read a comic about fucking Aunt May?
Fair.
Like,
no, that's fair, I'm just wondering.
Yeah, I know, I'm saying.
She's a sweet woman, but no, I don't want to read a comic about Aunt May.
They got Agent Carter already, they don't need...
I mean, it's not, well, Agent Carter, like, that makes sense, she's...
I mean, yeah, but I'm just saying, we don't need another
agent.
One, I guess,
we don't need, we just don't need one... Okay. Shoehorned in about Aunt May.
Yeah, no, that's good to hear, though.
So the only other rumor about the Spider-Man thing right now is, in terms of the villain, the rumor going around is that it will be the Vulture, and that they're looking at Michael Keaton, a former Batman, to be the Vulture, who, you know, just came off Oscar win for Birdman a couple
years
ago.
Which is weird to me. It's really funny that he's playing the Vulture.
Right?
He was Birdman.
It's probably the same costume.
But I, it's really weird to me that they're using the Vulture, because, like, the Vulture's, like, he's, like, one of those villains that, like, fucked up a whole bunch, and, like, Spider-Man would just take him down like he was, like, nothing, and you're just, like, he is, like, a big character, kind of, because he was always, like, there, but he was, like, just, he would get fucked up, and you're like, what, okay, like, he was the guy that, like, he was, like, Scorpion, like, he would show up. And then, like, you would just, like, Spider-Man would just beat the shit out of him. And then you're, like, and then he, like, tries to fly away, or, like, Spider-Man, like, fucking webs him to the wall, and then he gets taken away by the police, and you're, like, okay. Like,
you did it, Spider-Man. You beat up, like, a 70-something old man.
You're like, well, that was, like, a four-page comic. That was cool, I guess.
Good job, Spider-Man.
But, like, I don't know. I guess it's kind of cool. But like I said to you, like off the mics a few days ago.
Just really want it to be Kraven.
I was like, I'm really glad it's just they didn't, because it seems like they were going for like an obscure, like kind of obscure villain, like one of those like side villains. And I was like, I'm really glad they didn't pick Kraven the Hunter, because he's just like this big fucking dude with like leopard print like pants and a lion's head as his vest. Like, it makes no sense physically. Like, if he ripped the face off of a lion and then put it around his chest, like,
it's hardcore.
Yeah, or like his entire torso.
He probably ate the lion's heart.
Dude, he used to just like, he wore like spiked bracelets, I guess, because they weren't even bracers; they were just fucking bracelets.
You're selling me more.
It was a different time, man.
And he threw like spear. Dude, it was so. He was like the worst villain.
Spears and like poison darts.
I used to hate him so much. But anyways, yeah, I'm just really glad it's not fucking Kraven the Hunter.
Well, I mean, if you could pick the villain, who would you have it be?
Honestly,
yeah,
Mysterio.
Really?
Yeah, just because he was so fucking weird, and he did like weird illusions and shit, and it would just fuck with Spider. But no, honestly, probably I would pick Carnage, because Carnage is my favorite villain.
Carnage off the bat, though.
I mean, like, you'd have to, wouldn't you have to like go into Venom?
Well, you would have to go into the way you would have to do it is introduce Venom as kind of like a villain at first, and then he kind of like just like you kind of make it seem like he's the main dude, but then you show Cletus Kasady, and then the fucking symbiote takes over him, like right. The spawn of the symbiote takes over him.
So is this in the first movie? Well,
technically he takes over.
Like, could you do one movie with Venom, and then the next movie is Carnage?
You could, but I think it would be kind of cool if they tried to put it into one movie. You know what I'm saying? Like, kind of snuck it in that way. Like, maybe I don't know how it probably wouldn't be that good, honestly. But I'm just saying, like I would. I'm not saying that's what they should do. I'm saying I would rather see Carnage as a villain.
You'd pay money to see Carnage.
Yeah, but if like they had to pick any villain, like Vulture. I mean, they're picking Vulture, so. But I would say Mysterio, because Mysterio is cool as fuck. Like, he makes illusions and like confuses Spider-Man constantly, and like he can make himself look gigantic and shit. Like, you could do like so many. It would basically be like Doctor Strange, except
like
he makes illusions with shit.
Except it's like it's not magic, it's mirrors.
Yeah. I never fully understood Mysterio, because sometimes they would just be like, oh, it was all an illusion, and then you're like, but how? Like, that makes no sense. Like, how the fuck did he make
himself? I remember reading a comic,
dude. They would be like, he's like a 40 story building. Like, that's what he would look like. And then they'd be like, oh, it was an illusion.
Oh.
And then it never explained it. And you're like, what the fuck? Like, how?
I remember you can't just do that. He made Spider-Man think he was going insane.
I think there were only like two that did that, honestly, like out of the whole series. But I just remember that happening, like reading them when I was a kid and being like, they didn't, what, how do you, like, it's not like Scooby-Doo where they're like, he fucking took the mask off. This is how he did it. Instead, they're like, it was an illusion. And then like Spider-Man, for some reason, Spider-Man was always like, oh, I gotta think past his illusion, but he would, like, get fucked up anyways, and you're like, what? You're like, you know it's an illusion, so just look for the illusion. Like, I don't know. Anyways, go ahead.
I was gonna ask you who you want to do, like, who'd you cast as Mysterio? Oh, just one word answer, come on.
I don't know, honestly.
No.
Because it, I wouldn't want them to show his face at all.
At all?
Yeah, so it would basically just be a voice, yeah. A voice in a fucking fishbowl head, like, with no face in it.
Bruce Campbell, then? I mean, that's who they were going to go
with. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And Jay, you don't know shit about Spider-Man, so you don't get to get asked this question.
Okay.
We're not even going to talk to you for the rest of the show.
Well, I would say...
Because you violated my Kylo Ren action figure.
I would probably say Troy Baker would be a cool voice, too. Just I want to see what he does. Just something weird. Like, I mean, he fucking made, like, the Destiny voice sound good, which is, like, impossible in a terrible, terrible game, but you know what I mean. All right.
I hope that as a result of this movie, maybe we can get another good Spider-Man game.
I hope as a result of this movie...
What was a good Spider-Man game?
Spider-Man 2. Oh. Don't even...
I like,
What?
That movie was there. That game was okay.
I loved Spider-Man. That was the first one where you got to
You're like the only
the
one. That's like the only good part about that game. Have you replayed
that
game?
That's all I
needed. It's so bad, dude.
That's all I needed.
You literally just, like, that's all you need to do for, like, 30 minutes is just, like, swing around and then you're like, I'm bored. And then you just finish.
I don't know if it was Spider-Man 2, but I remember one Spider-Man game, the only thing I ever did was swing around the city, beat up random, like gangbangers, and then I would turn it off because it was my cousin's.
But yeah,
like, I never actually like.
You're like that
it.
Was boring.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
there was
fucking...
that one, and there was there was also Ultimate Spider-Man, which had like this cel shaded look. It was for PS2. You just got to swing around the city, but then you could also play as like Ultimate Venom, and the whole thing was like the symbiote was slowly killing you. So to like refill your health, you just literally ate people.
You know,
just random. Like, and the first thing they did was. You, like, in the tutorial, it's like, you gotta eat people to survive. And it had the kid from Spider-Man 2 who was always like, my balloon! Can you get my balloon? And you just ate this kid. It was freaking hysterical. Alright, so, the next thing we have. The Killing Joke. Animated movie coming out in, like, June or July. One of the summer months that starts with J. But we've now confirmed it's gonna get an R rating. Just pretty cool, I guess. I mean, I'm down. Like, I was kind of worried when they first announced it, but ever since then, it's been like, we got the animated series people coming to voice Batman. We got freaking R rating. We have, like, dialogue. He was straight from the book. And, I don't know, I'm just, like, really hyped for it. What do you guys think?
I just really hope people kill people and Batman swears constantly.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. I mean, it's got, I think...
No, I mean, like, constant, like, every line. Just like, he's just like, fuck! Like, for no reason.
Fuck! I'm Batman. Like, what?
He's like, fucking dicks! And you're like, it's just Batman with Tourette's. And you're like, yeah!
I'm okay with an R rating, but it's similar to the BVS thing, where didn't they just make it an R rating for the director's cut?
Yeah.
I'm sorry to bring it back in, but my point is, I don't want them to be throwing R ratings around.
We can't
around.
Escape this movie at this point.
I know, but we can't throw... We can't. I don't like it when movies just throw an R rating and be like, "All right, we're R rated. Like that means we're cool." It's like, but are you good? That's
like,
my
only
concern.
Kind of started after Deadpool.
You're right. True.
Which, to
but
be fair, which Deadpool earned that R rating. They went into it. They went into it wanting to make an R rated movie.
But that's what I've noticed is like it seems like that's what they're not everyone. I shouldn't say that, but it's like a thing now that like just be R rated to be R rated. Don't be R rated to be like. Oh, now everyone who read our comics when they were, like, 12 can, like, read it.
Well, I mean, and another thing about Batman vs. Superman, like, there's a good chance it might have been R-rated, because they recently revealed, like, the first cut of that movie, when, like, Zack Snyder went to the studio and was like, here's my first cut, it was 4 hours long.
Oh, Jesus.
And, like, this director's cut we're getting, that's only 3, so there's still, like, an hour of shit just missing.
Yeah, who's going back like, to watch that hour, though?
That
oh,
might
man,
go on.
That's why those scenes were, like, 60 seconds long each.
Yeah.
Fuck that movie. I don't want to talk about that movie
don't,
anymore.
Don't talk about it. Don't talk about it. We'll drop it there. But,
just see how many episodes I can talk about.
I'm so angry.
Justice League versus Teen Titans, though, was really awesome for me. And if that's following that kind of direction... With R-rated? Because they were swearing in JL versus TT, so...
Yeah.
I'm cool with it.
Is that really what it's called? JL versus TT?
That's what I call it. I mean,
that's just an abbreviation of what it is.
Just sounds weird.
It does sound weird, but...
It does sound really weird.
JL
also,
versus
I did not like the chick who voiced Raven in that movie. I did not
like
that at all.
I mean, but... I don't know. Did you watch Teen Titans?
I did.
Are you so used to Tara...
I'm used to the Tara Strong.
I just think that's a problem, but... After, like... Ignoring it, I was like, whatever, it's fine. She's not depressed, but she has no emotions. So.
Like, literally no
emotions.
To me,
emotion. That's who
I just,
was.
I preferred the...
Team. A little bit of emotion.
Yeah, just a little
not,
bit?
Yeah. That's fair.
And I felt like Tara Strong did that better, as the ship was just like, yeah.
But yeah, for the R rating, I think it's red. I'll sign me up.
All right. Then finally, our final topic that Nick actually brought to our attention. We have... The Ghost in the Shell movie. They recently released the first image of Scarlett Johansson.
I'm so excited for this movie.
Dude, I mean, in terms of it...
I hope people are listening to this with headphones on, and that's like the creepiest my voice has ever been.
Welcome to the ASMR session.
I couldn't do it.
Where, you're gonna hear Kylo Ren jerking me
off. Okay.
It's just like this fucking skin noise.
At this...
Wow, my chains rattle.
At this point, I feel like locking him in our basement's like a public service. I mean, he obviously seems into it.
I'm fucking loving it, man.
Alright, no, so this movie, right, like, they're not doing what we were talking about, right? They decided against it.
We'll get to that in a moment, but, okay. So yeah, I mean, the initial controversy came where it's like, here's a movie, it's gonna be based on a series that starred a lot of, you know, Asian people. Let's get some white people to play everything.
Okay, so we are gonna
Scarlett Johansson. So yeah, Scarlett Johansson is playing the lead role. I'm like,
except it wasn't
somewhat familiar.
They were never specified to be Asian. It's just a Japanese show.
I read something about that though.
Are they specified to be Asian?
So the artists, Japanese, the artists who create manga,
yeah,
all those characters that they draw,
yeah, they're all Japanese.
Are Japanese?
That's like Japanese. Americans drawing Americans, but right.
I guess, yeah, to be fair, they never specified
it. It's still up for interpretation.
But they do have a specific way to draw Americans as well.
Yeah, they draw them with gigantic noses for some reason.
Yeah, so
like,
I mean,
like, we all have fucking ridiculous noses, but, you know, it's fine, whatever.
But yeah, I totally get it. But, I mean, I'm on both sides of that argument where it's like, who cares?
Yeah, it really doesn't bother me.
I know that it's, like, a huge deal that it's...
Except
like
I'm
a
not
lot of
Asian,
people.
So like, yeah. It's probably not.
I mean, they're
fuck Asians. Shit.
I would like to point out.
What would you like to point out?
Nothing. Never mind.
What would you like to
point out? Never mind.
Tell me.
Listen, let's get this out of the way. I got chinky eyes. That's what I'm like. Fuck Asians. Damn. They're smart. Fucking. I can't. Fortune cookies. All right. Where?
Jesus Christ.
I fucking love Asians, man. They make some good damn Chinese food.
Mom and Dad, thank you for listening to the show.
Hey! Oh, you didn't write that in! Oh my god! Now when they meet me, they're like, oh, you're the racist! It's like, yeah, that's me.
You're like, yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, I bought some egg rolls because that's what I'm racially stereotypical to do.
It's like, well, Kima, they're not going to meet you because you're never leaving this basement.
Oh, that's right.
At this point, I genuinely.
Well, they might
like,
come down here to see what's going on.
To see my collection of, like, captured co hosts.
Yeah.
Hey, Mom and Dad, I'm in a diaper.
Are you proud of me?
All right. YouTube didn't work out. I'm in a diaper and in chains.
Like, Nick, just quickly, like, what's the series about? Because I watched a few episodes years ago, but I don't remember.
Yeah, and I only watched it for the boobies. So I
to be fair, no.
I'm being completely honest here. Robots were cool, though.
It's just like, I don't know how to describe it. You have to watch. It's like...
It's a robot war, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's like androids and it's like a war. Like that's literally all it is, and it's just. But it's like kind of like secret agent-y. I'm probably not the best person to describe it. Like I used to watch it a lot, but like I still like it's like hard to describe for me. Like it's
an anime.
Okay.
It's basically the most Japanese thing
you'll
see.
You could have just led with that. Right, but the point is, and now, like, this is probably the one thing I think we can all agree that's kind of a controversial and really stupid thing to do, was a report came
out. The size of my penis?
No.
Oh, shit. I haven't seen it yet. Take it out.
Okay, here, look. Wait.
Are we doing this?
Oh, damn it. He did it. All right, now stick this inside.
So here we are.
Controversy.
The controversy, continue. Which was...
Thank you, Jack.
The fact that apparently the studio was looking at the CG to, like, try and make the actors appear more Asian.
Yeah.
I feel like that's... You get criticized for casting, like, mostly white people in a movie that, you know, supposedly is supposed to, like, have Asian characters in it. I feel like saying, let's just CG them to make them Asian is the worst thing you could possibly do in that circumstance.
The thing I don't understand is some people were, like... I don't know. I think there were some people that were. But for some reason, there were, like, a few people I noticed that were, like, that's racist. And I was, like, first of all, that's not racist. The person who fucking... In order for them to do that, like, they would have had to get an okay from the creator of the series, who is Japanese.
Who, if anything, he'll probably make the CG, or help
he would be, yeah,
draw
he would be,
up the CG.
But they decided against it, because they were like, that's a terrible idea, why the fuck would we do, or somebody was.
The thing about hearing that, though, is, like, if you're gonna CG it, just make an animated movie at that point.
Yeah.
Why are you gonna, or mocap them, and then animate them, there's no point... like, what are you gonna do? Make Scarlett Johansson have, like, Asian eyes and Asian, like, that doesn't make any sense. Just CG it at that point.
It makes no sense.
Completely.
Yeah.
I don't know. It
did not seem like a right idea. Like, the last big thing I remember, like, something like this was, like, that Pan movie. The Peter Pan origin story where it's, like, who should we get to play Princess Tiger Lily? Let's get, like, Rooney Mara, the whitest chick on the planet. Or when they did the last Airbender movie, and it's, like, all white kids. Oh, this kid was Asian, he's white now.
Can we not... Why do you bring up, like, the worst movies that straight up raped my childhood? Like literally, like, you was have that, a
was that,
death...
was that your childhood? Was Last Airbender your
last
childhood?
Airbender was, like, when we were in, like...
Everyone's childhood.
Yeah, it was, like, when we were... Last Airbender came out when I was in, like,
was like 10 years
sixth
ago?
Grade.
Wait, are you talking about the movie?
Yeah, dude.
Wait, movie because I was
at we were at we were at this is some backstory. We were at St. Matt's.
He's fucking lying.
I'm sorry. Do you remember? I'm probably gonna cut this out. So
okay. All right.
Yeah, 11 years ago.
So okay. It came out. Wait, what was the year it came out then?
2005.
I consider my childhood like when I was like.
I mean, we're not that old.
Yeah, I know, but probably till like I was like 14. Yeah. Like that's like my childhood.
The movie came out in 2010, so when we were seniors.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not talking about trash, Lucas. I got nothing. Keep going.
Yeah, I guess that's it. That's it for news. Talking about trash Avatar: The Last Airbender movie.
Fuck them.
There's a new one coming out.
Is there actually?
No. Don't even joke about that.
Nick's directing it.
Oh, dude, I was like.
Lucas is shaving his head.
Lucas.
Well, no, I'm sorry. He's gonna be Korra, so he's not gonna be shaved.
Oh yeah, sorry. It's a better version.
And we're painting his skin brown. Next,
oh god,
next,
that's
next that, trailers. Let's
wow,
go.
That's. I would just like to emphasize.
Lucas is using shoe polish.
We're not even, not even as a joke. Are we doing that?
But my question is, if you're gonna go brown, are you gonna color
and
your
shoe? Okay, and we're done. We're done. Just,
I need to know.
I regret everything. I regret everything so much.
Continue.
All right, so
I won't be on the next episode. This is my last episode, guys.
You're
thanks
gonna
for
be,
having
you're
me.
Gonna be dead. You're just gonna be dead,
guys. If you hear this, it's me messing around with a Rubik's cube because I need something to do with my hands.
It's Nick.
Well, how about let's just talk. All right, so the next thing
that doesn't do anything with my hands.
Talk
you fucking idiot.
Expressively. Wave
shove
your hands
around. In your mouth and talk, you dick.
Wave your
fucking
hands around.
Hell.
Come on.
What the fuck was that?
Come
okay,
on,
go.
Nick.
Go.
Fine. Trailers. A lot of them came out this week. Last week was the Rogue One trailer, but we talked about that. We're not going to talk about it again. Said we have a bunch of new ones. First off is Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. We didn't watch it because none
fucking
of us.
Fucking great movie.
I don't like Harry Potter. Okay, go.
Yeah.
Okay. Fucking fantastic.
Right. Beasts and Where to Find Them. So first up, this came out Sunday. It was a new Suicide Squad trailer. This is like the third one. And this movie still doesn't come out till August?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they can stop with them.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like at this point they're like on a like roadmap. They're on their way to showing us too much. This is probably going to be the last thing I watch from them, except assuming that this podcast is not burnt to the ground by the time the next trailer comes out, we'll have to go over that too, because that's just what we do, unfortunately. But yeah.
My life.
A lot of crazy things in this trailer. Lots of new shots of like everyone involved. Killer Croc still looks absolutely fantastic. I love it. Harley Quinn. Nick enjoyed Harley Quinn.
Yeah, I did.
She'll steal the show.
Dude,
I kind of agree that she'll steal it.
Yeah.
I
just like to point out that now I have a photo of Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn on my phone. I can hold it up to Nick and instantly get him to stop.
It's my background now.
It's like yes, it
it's
is
like
his background.
It's people go look it up. It's a picture of her as Harley Quinn, and I think she's it's when she's putting her
she's
shirt
like,
on.
Yeah.
But like the shirt's not on yet, and it's just her in a fucking bra, and I'm like yes, like yes,
maturity.
I am a 12-year-old, okay? Fuck it. I don't give a fuck.
But there were, like, some others that, like, they looked like they were fighting, like, an army of, like, weird creature thing dudes. I don't really know what they were fighting.
I missed that.
Also, there was a brief shot, and I saw this online. There was a quick shot of the Joker talking to someone, and there's a mirror behind him. And you can see that who he's talking to. It looks like it's the tattooed man.
Okay.
Huh. Who's going to be played by... I believe Common?
Yeah, it's by Common.
So we got, in a way, you kind of get your first look at Tattoo Man.
Is he gonna rap?
Probably.
That'd be sweet, dude.
And that was my biggest complaint about the Ant-Man movie, was that T.I. didn't rap. So just, I hope they learn from
Ant-Man's
mistakes.
I just want them
mistakes.
To get DMX on something.
Dude, oh my God.
And then, like, I can, oh, can DMX be Professor X? And then he's like, X gon' give it to you, and you're like, oh, God. Yes. Dude, that would be so good.
What do we do now, Professor? Let's get it on.
You're not fucking, the fucking X-Men.
Like, fucking... Wolverine is like, he like kills someone with like his claws, and he's just like, you feel the pop pop of Stannis feel. Like, that'd be amazing.
Oh my God. That's now the movie I need most of my life.
Okay, so
yeah, lots of stuff. And one more thing. I feel like this trailer was kind of like a reaction to the whole Batman v Superman thing. So, like, Batman v Superman happened. Yes, we have to talk about it one more time, Nick. Okay. Deal with it. All right, and then...
I'm not happy about it, though.
Suicide, after that happened, like, the whole fiasco of it being criticized for, like, being a joyless fucking movie, Suicide Squad goes into reshoots. All right, and then the rumors are that the reshoots are to make it funnier, be, like, more lighthearted.
And all the
like,
jokes are apparently already in the trailer.
Yeah,
like... well, and that was the accusation for the trailer before this one. And obviously there were more jokes in this trailer. So I feel like it was kind of a way of them saying, like, listen, the reshoots weren't to make it funnier. We got jokes. We got jokes in this movie.
We got jokes for days.
We got so many jokes. I mean, and plus, I feel like that rumor was kind of bullshit. In a movie with Harley Quinn, that can't be all the jokes you're going to have in a movie. I feel like at this point, people assuming the worst about the DC movie slate. I mean, they certainly have a right to, and there's certainly evidence for them to.
See, I'm on that boat, because a lot of the DC I watched when I was younger was... they were able to laugh at themselves. And every time I see a movie, it's like... they have to be serious. So Suicide Squad, like, threw me off, and I'm like, hey, they're not being serious.
Exactly.
Okay.
They might be, maybe they'll acknowledge how ridiculous it is. In the same movie, they have an evil clown chick, an assassin, a chick with a sword that steals souls, a giant crocodile man, and a witch.
Yeah, I think it's okay to laugh at yourself.
And a dude who fights with boomerangs, which is the least believable thing in that movie. But
that's kind of cool.
It is. I mean, it will be cool, and hopefully, Jai Courtney will actually act really well in it.
Kevin Kangaroo, dude.
Is that his real? Is that his actual? I don't know, man. I would believe you.
It's actually Captain Boomerang.
It's Captain Boomerang.
It's Captain Boomerang.
Captain Kangaroo would have been cooler.
Why would we
like? Like, if he had a pouch, and he threw like little bomb rooms.
He had like a tiny twin brother in the pouch. Yeah. Who just like threw boomerang.
And then he like shoved his hands in there and he pulled out like two boxing gloves and just started beating the shit out of people.
We're just trying to make the most like stereotypical Australian superhero at
I'm
this point.
I'm an Aussie.
No.
Shrimp on the bobbin.
Okay.
Technically, Margot Robbie is the most Australian thing in that movie.
She's an Australian actress?
Yeah, yeah, she's Australian as hell. Yeah.
That's one of the reasons I like her, dude. Yeah. All Australian women are hot as fuck for some reason.
We're going to take a short break.
There's something in the water over there, and I just want scientists to go over there and just figure out what the fuck's going on, because it's not fair.
Let's see. So, next trailer was... Ba-ba-da-ba-ba.
Oh, yeah, dude. Bop-a-da-ba-ba.
Bop-a-da-ba-ba.
Have you seen that movie? Dude, it looks so good. Like, the CGI Purdue chicken... All right,
I had a good follow up until you jargoned yourself up. That was beautiful.
Ah,
all right. Next one was Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows.
Into the frying pan. Continue.
And into the fire, yeah. That's
turtle soup after that.
Yeah.
That would be delicious.
Dude, that would be great. All right,
go.
All right, so this one opens up with like a party in the streets of Manhattan. Mikey just goes out and he's like,
first of all,
yeah,
it's not a party, it's like
a parade, whatever.
It's like Mardi Gras, I think.
That's a party.
For fucking Asians.
I don't even think it's Mardi Gras. I think it's like Day of the Dead or something. It's something weird.
Was it Day of the Dead? I thought it was Asians.
It had...
It looked like China.
It had
like China
skulls
town.
And shit. Oh,
was
it? It had like the Mexican like...
Fuck, dude.
I feel like they just kind
of
took
Day
like...
Of the Dead skulls
all
and
the
shit.
Like... All the... Like everything.
Yeah, like... If they were
celebrating
like,
the streets.
We are not racist. Let's make Day of the Chinese Fortune Cookie.
Day of the Chinese New Year Gras. I don't know.
And have some white people walking around. Just in case.
it didn't make much sense though, because everyone was dressed like skeletons and shit, and he's like, we fit. Michelangelo was like, we fit in, and he comes out and he's a giant turtle, and I was like, what does that have to do with anything?
He still crawled out of the sewer.
Yeah, and you're like this oily turtle among these like
To be fair, there wasn't more to that. Enough to that scene to be like, because people probably were like, what the fuck is going on? But like, it jarred me for a second. I was like, the fuck?
I mean, I get it though. This movie seems to be playing out the whole, they want to be part of
it. Yeah, they want to be part of it.
And that comes into play later with like the whole,
Nick's favorite scene.
Mutagen. Yeah, so Donnie's like, if this thing can turn people into animals. And it turns us.
It's the ooze. Hold on. Can we specify that? Because he goes, if the ooze can turn humans into animals, it can turn us into humans. And that doesn't make any sense. And I'm going to get into detail about that right now. Like, it's not a bit. It's not a lot of detail, but.
Yeah, but it's their origin story.
Their origin story is they were touched by the ooze. And
they were turtles. Baby.
They were baby turtles. And they were touched by the ooze, and then
they became
like human-like. Like, they got like human-ish features, which is why like human-ish features, but they got like hands and shit, anthropomorphic. Yeah. And they that's their origin story. So why the fuck would the ooze turn them into humans? Like, it makes no sense.
Because Donnie puts something on his hand and it gives him five fingers instead of his like three clumps.
Yeah,
Donnie's smart enough to be able to re-engineer it.
Yeah, you brought that up, but it still bothers me. Yeah,
no, it definitely bothers me. I totally understand.
It's possible,
like,
but it's
like
just
baby turtles turn into anthropomorphic ninja turtles.
But
apparently the mutant gene can also bring you back.
I also still don't like the thing that they've been doing with Donatello. With the fucking, like, he's got that weird, like, camera on his back, and he's got, like, goggles for some reason.
I didn't like the first TMNT for this reason.
And it's supposed to be, like, yeah, but they've been doing that with a lot of stuff.
Oh, is he even like that?
I don't know if he's like that in the cartoon.
If we don't see him with glasses and goggles, how do we know he's the smart one?
Yeah, how do you know he's smart?
I mean, like, yeah, I don't know. I think they think people are getting dumber.
Yeah.
The original TMNT didn't even have the colors.
It was orange. Yeah.
And it was the belts, right? The belts had their letter.
It was the belts.
Yeah.
Which was fucking rad as hell. I don't know. It bothered me.
Yeah.
And other stuff in the trailer. Shredder's in it, and he looks like a normal fucking human being.
Yeah,
know?
He's not a transformer.
He's
like from one. I didn't see anything from.
Yeah,
one,
oh yeah, he was like.
Yeah, he turns into a transformer.
Oh shit!
Imagine.
So it was like Michael Bay directing it. Oh, he was.
No, imagine. Literally, imagine like.
Yes.
Well, he produced that one. They got.
Oh, okay. Right. He still threw in a little transformer into it. Though.
Basically,
okay.
Imagine like if the Iron Throne from Game of Thrones was a transformer. That's what he looked like.
He got like these weird like mechanical things on his arm and or his arms and his back, and he was shooting claws at them because he's the Shredder. But it's like still like
Shredder never did that, did he?
Shredder, the only thing Shredder ever did that was like with his claws was like if he was in close combat, those claws that were on the back of his hands, they weren't that long. They were just like tiny little things.
Yeah.
He would make a fist and he would swing them at people. But he never did anything like that. Like, it made no sense.
I mean, in the new series, he has, like, retractable ones that are even
which
longer.
Are cool
no, they look
shit,
badass
dude.
As hell.
They're cool as fuck.
I gotta pull that up.
Yeah.
It's like, really cool.
I mean, yeah.
But anyways, yeah, so,
No Sleep Till Brooklyn.
The other thing that upset... Okay, first of all, this second trailer... Third of all, whatever. This fucking... That trailer... This is the second trailer.
Mm-hmm.
The second trailer is literally just the first trailer with like two added scenes, and they put No Sleep Till Brooklyn over it. Like, it's the same exact trailer, and that kind of bothered me. But anyways, the other thing is for some reason Megan Fox has a wig on and she's like undercover. And she's, like, dressed up.
That's like a schoolgirl for some reason.
It was, like, she was, like, a businesswoman. And then she took her wig off, the blonde wig, and she, like, throws it away. And she untucks her white fucking dress shirt and ties it in a knot to, like, show midriff. And it's the most unnecessary thing I've ever seen in my life.
It's the most Michael Bay thing I've
ever
seen.
Like, dude, like, it's... It makes no sense. Why would you? Ah!
Well, she was in like a subway too, so it's like, why are you doing this?
I'm so angry.
Dude, I totally like ever since the first trailer. Okay, so when I seen the first trailer, I was like, this movie looks great. And my mind process watching it was like, turtles. Okay, they're cool. They got their personality. Titty scene because of little boys. Cool turtle scene. I'm like, get rid of the titties, man. Like, titties are nice, but we don't need it.
Right after the show, like, oh, I'm kind of upset by this. And then they're just like, Bebop and Rocksteady. And I'm like, yes, bitch. Exactly.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, they had
that scene. You got jokes now.
To, like,
y'all got jokes.
To grab those 12-year-olds and then be like, okay, let's go back to the cool stuff.
Yeah, like, dude, I saw that. As soon as I saw that, I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Here's
like,
the one thing. Can you guys explain why he doesn't stick to the original April O'Neil yellow jumpsuit? Amount of cleave.
Because this isn't the 80s anymore.
Yeah, and she's got like a yellow jacket.
I think
jacket.
A lot of people still think she's hot, though. That's
she, yeah,
than
she
Megan
definitely
Fox
is. But why would you wear like a, why would you wear the yellow jumpsuit?
Yeah,
nobody's going to wear a,
well,
a
like
yellow
any,
jumpsuit.
Do the same
suit,
clothes.
Yeah.
Do modern clothes
of,
do the same thing. You don't
yeah
have to do midriff.
That's
and,
the thing I agree
yeah
with.
It's
yeah,
just
like
a random thing. I mean, in terms of the costume they had for it, it was just like jeans, a t-shirt, and like the yellow jacket, which was kind of meant to be a throwback to the jumpsuit.
Oh, okay.
Like, that kind of worked. I mean, but in this one, we have that. We have Stephen Amell, guy from Arrow, as Casey Jones.
I'm down with that.
And he's just like,
I'm okay with that, but still, I think Casey Jones needs to look like a dirty, greasy motherfucker
yeah
with a mullet.
Yeah.
Like, that's what that
he
was
looks too much like Oliver Queen right
not
now.
Not even a mullet. Like, if he just had long hair, dude. Like, that's just what I want.
He just
looks
like
Oliver Queen.
Yeah, if he
yeah
just looked like that's he didn't, is like, if he just looked like he did, it wasn't like his day off from Arrow, and he didn't
I
just have to walk.
It would
have
been
set
better if he just showed up as Arrow.
At least he's not that Batman been Arrow right now, though. He seems happy, like he's not worried about.
Yeah,
you ruined my city. Yeah. It's like, calm down, Batman. I mean, Arrow. Like, you don't need to be this pissed right now.
Barrow.
But still, it's just, I don't know.
Yeah, no, but I agree. I want his long hair too, because
yeah,
but
like
I think it's cool.
Skinny,
and
like
then Krang. There's Krang.
Krang is fucking
Krang
there.
See like a terror
and drone. The what? Yeah, that's what it's called, right?
The terror
drone. Drone. Yeah,
Krang's in it, and he's in like the mandroid thing
yep
in the chest. And it's like normally when movies try and stuff, normally when movies try and stuff this much stuff into a trailer.
Dude.
Like, whether it's Amazing Spider-Man 2 or Batman or Superman, I'm like, you're doing too much
sometimes
for us.
Wait,
yeah.
How did that fucking voice go? It was like wait, fuck. Do you know what I'm talking about?
The Krang voice?
Krang,
it was like,
yeah.
Krang or Krang's bot?
Krang's bot, I'm pretty sure.
It would be like, he'd talk remember in a weird voice, and for the final word,
he'd be like, yeah, that's what it was. It was Krang, but it was like, the last word was like,
it would
it'd
be
really
like
weird
in a weird voice. It would be like, you'll never defeat me, turtles.
Yeah.
Like, something like that.
He's like, dude, it was fucking weird. I don't know. I used to love
it was
that
awesome
voice. Right.
No, they just did it in, like, an episode of the animated series. They did the crossover with the 80s
I hope
turtles.
I hope they do it for the movie.
That would
be
great.
I gotta watch
it.
No, they did. And they had Krang. They had,
I haven't watched it yet. I gotta look.
They had the old
it
version of Krang, and that's what he still did. They got the original actor back for that and everything.
Damn.
That's pretty cool.
It was awesome.
Right. No, so yeah.
So Ifion, Ninja Turtles 2, I mean,
I'm gonna see it.
Yeah, I'll bump Nasties with TMNT too.
So what?
They'll kick you out of the movie
straight
theater
up
for that, but okay.
Nick will be there with me.
Well, they'll kick you
we're
both out.
Both kicking.
And lastly, probably the biggest trailer of the week that you've all
face
already seen. But
yeah,
we're gonna talk about it. Doctor Strange.
Yep.
Teaser trailer, so not a whole lot to go into, but what they showed I really liked it. So it's an origin story. But I feel like for Doctor Strange, you kind of need it to be, especially since it's
yeah
not only an introduction to that character, but to the whole magic side of like the Marvel Universe.
Mm-hmm.
Benedict Cumberbatch talking without his accent is weird as hell.
I liked it. He sounded gritty as fuck, and it was cool.
It will definitely be. I think
I don't know much about Doctor Strange. Like, I was never like a huge fan of him. Not because, like, I thought he was terrible or something. I just never.
There are just
like,
so many.
Yeah,
there's so
yeah
many,
there's so many characters.
You're not
going to
read
like,
them
yeah. Like, I knew who he was because he was always in, like, he would show up in other stuff.
Yeah.
Like, but it was just, like, because he's kind of like Constantine for DC. Like, he would just show up, and he's, like, one of those dudes who, like, doesn't really want to, like, help anyone.
Like,
he does.
There's
he
no,
does.
Does he do
but
any
he,
crossover? He has no crossover
think,
events, right?
I think he has. Like,
and like in Civil War,
like
he just kind of said "fuck it."
He was
in a cave.
He was in. He's in Axis. He was in Axis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, because that was just the whole Marvel universe, and that was he. He fucking. He like how he's part of the like. he helps, like, cure it, like, try and cure it.
All right.
Yeah. Mm. So.
But, yeah, the trailer, you get to see, like, a little bit of his origin. He's in a car crash. Well, he's a surgeon, very good surgeon, in a car crash, and he, like, his hands shake now after the crash, so he can't, like, perform surgery anymore. Somehow ends up in random country, where he learns the mystic arts from the the Ancient One, played by Tilda Swinton, who, like, I guess it's normally a man or something, but in this one it's a woman, and I didn't really have a problem with it. I thought she looked kind of badass, in all honesty.
Matrix.
Yeah, the shaved head, like, punches him so hard his soul comes out of his body.
Not so hard.
I like to imagine that she should happen.
Pushes his soul out of his body.
Well, I like to imagine that she just punched his soul.
Well, then
out
you're
of
an
body.
Idiot.
Well, then
you have no imagination.
I don't have imagination, okay?
Fuck, dumb man.
I was just gonna let you two play that. I was like, all right. I have no.
Nah, so
I think, is that like the astral projection?
I think that's what that is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It looked the movie looks really cool.
I mean, yeah, and then like there's like some Inception kind of shit with like the city. Like,
yeah. I don't know how like rooms like bending. Fans of, you know, Doctor Strange feel. I haven't like read anything about it or any. It seems like
at this point they're still at the. Holy shit, Doctor Strange is going to be on the screen.
Yeah,
sort of deal.
It just looks pretty good.
Yeah, and then there were a couple shots of Baron Mordo.
Yeah.
Was in the trailer. Looks great. We don't actually see him in the costume. They like kind of save
the end.
Well, at the end you see his back with the fluttering cape.
You see the cape, yeah.
It's a teaser trailer. And I think like in doing it didn't even show anything beyond him like saying teach me. Yeah. And, you know, it's just an introduction to the world, introduction to that. Overall, I think it was a really well-made trailer. It got me hyped for the movie. And it showed the perfect amount.
Yes.
And I really hope they use that kind of... I know there's going to have to be, like, at least one more trailer. And I really hope they use that same kind of, like... what's the word? I don't know what the word is, but
not
I just hope
content.
They, like...
I don't know the word is, either. Yeah,
Don't blow your load. Yeah. Just don't blow your load, like, on the second trailer. All right?
I already blew my load.
Don't
over the
just
walls.
Shut up. I regret it. As soon as I said it, I knew.
You saw my face, didn't you?
I saw your face.
You were like this motherfucker. He's gonna say something about it.
Stupid.
Okay.
Dumb.
No, but like, yeah. Like I said, I'll probably go see it. I don't know much about him, like I said, but it looks pretty cool.
I think it does look cool. We've seen the photos of the costume and. Mm-hmm. Looking at his costume, like, in the comics, you're like, how the fuck is this going to work on a movie screen?
You're going to have a guy green screening, floating the cape.
Yeah, but
he's just like this behind,
the collar that's higher than his head.
Like, yeah, some guy's going to be holding that, too.
blue pants, blue shirt, and, like, the bright yellow gloves. Like, but, no, I think they did it pretty well from, like, the photos I've seen. They got the little eye necklace, the collar's still there, not as ludicrously high, but I'm ready. I'm ready to see this movie.
Yeah, no, I mean, teaser trailer, like, two, all I want to see, just have him do some magic tricks, that's it. Don't show me any plot, don't show me any other characters.
Tie a balloon animal?
Tie a balloon animal, like, that's
pull
it.
Pull a bunny out the hat, all that shit.
He could probably do that. Dude, it'd be a giant bunny, it'd be that bunny from, oh god, what is that movie I'm thinking, Monty Python.
He's
gonna go rabid and kill everyone.
The movie doesn't end that way now, I'll be disappointed. And I think that's the last thing we had to talk about today.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for listening as always. If you want to hear some more from us, we're on Facebook, www.facebook.com/WeAreMartians. We also have email if you want to shoot us an email about anything, questions, comments, hate mail, racist comments towards Nick. It's all welcome. That's we3martians@gmail.com.
I welcome the racist comments. Do it.
And then,
I dare you.
Yeah, he gets off on those. So.
And then thank you to Jay for his first appearance and for showing
thanks
up.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah.
And Jay, you have something to plug, too.
Oh, do I?
Yes, you do.
Yeah, you have a goddamn YouTube channel.
Yeah, go to pornhub.com/ Jay Rocks is
Dude,
oh,
I did the same
not that
thing.
Channel.
I did the same
thing.
Thing.
Thanks for stealing our joke.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know.
Thanks for listening. Well, in that case, thanks for listening to our podcast.
You know, honestly, I didn't even listen, so it's good. I think we got good chemistry going on here. There's another Pornhub channel where Lucas and I got double teamed.
Okay, let's. And
yeah, there you go.
With these lightsaber things.
Mom and Dad, I love you.
I gotta stop doing bits where it's like, "Hey, look at this thing," and everyone's like,
"Lucas is Mom and Dad, I love you too."
You ever? Oh, you know what? Never mind. If they're seriously going to listen to this, I won't go that far.
Are you not going to say that you love my mom and dad?
No, no.
Everyone's...
I love his parents. I love your parents.
Why?
They're... Whoa. You
never met them, fucking weirdo. Fucking... Just, all right, plug your YouTube.
Please call 911. Someone please call 911.
Shut up. Hey, you shut up.
All right, so, yeah, if you want to hear more of me, I got a YouTube channel called Killing the Backlog, youtube.com/killthebacklog. We got videos daily, 12 o'clock, and we just play video games, and my cousin and I do the same same stuff. We just shoot the shit, talk about whatever the heck we want. So if you want some of that, check it out.
What have you been playing recently, if you don't mind my asking?
Oh, yeah, shoot, what have we been playing?
So I watch your channel about as often as you listen to the show, apparently.
Yep.
I was watching... the Yoshi one.
Oh,
Yoshi's Woolly World?
Yeah, we recently just finished Yoshi's Woolly World, so that's going to come up next month. Look out for the poop episode where, no, seriously, I recorded and I had to take a poopy, and I had to sit there, and I'm just strangling my body for 20 minutes, all right? So look out for that episode. We play some Gravity Rush, we play some Bayonetta, Danganronpa, it's all over the place. Nintendo, Sony, PC. So if you're into that stuff, yeah, check it out. They're like 10-minute episodes. They're just some good stuff to listen to when you're bored. So,
all right. Well, thank you very much. I'll definitely go give that a listen. Well, guys, thank you for listening to us again. We hope to see you again next week. Thanks for listening.
Well, we won't actually see you because it's a podcast.
Nick, shut up.
Jay, go back in the corner.